Our show on Dakota Country 1210 KOKK.
And we are back live from the South Dakota State Fair with the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
News Director Zach Nelson along with Beetle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. We have Lieutenant Lauren McManus from the Sioux Falls Police Department and our four-man panel with South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley. Marty, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
It's crazy. We've done a lot of firsts here. The first, not the first live show, but the first time we've had four people on the program. And this is your second appearance on Mike's show.
It is, and you got me a free T-shirt, too.
I even got the Attorney General to put on the T-shirt, isn't it?
You did get Marty to put on the T-shirt, which is an excellent segue, because we've got more T-shirts, and you want to give some away.
Right, we have the T-shirt. We still have that challenge out there. The first person that shows up that can tell us the legal limit of the blood alcohol level in South Dakota is going to get a free Mike Moore Show T-shirt.
And you are not permitted to go across the street and ask the highway patrolmen that are running the rollover simulator.
Right. If they do that, they have to get in the rollover simulator. can't make them do that?
No, I don't think you can make them do that. Also, by the way, if you want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us on Twitter, at BR News Huron, or at Zach Nelson Radio.
Yes, Mike Moore, M-O-O-R-E at bcsa.us or Twitter, Beetle County SA.
Marty, how long have you been up here palling around on the state fairgrounds here since the fair began?
You know, I came up on Thursday, had an opportunity to work at the Attorney General's consumer booth, talked to a lot of South Dakotans about some of the consumer issues they have. So a long day on Thursday and then up again today. I brought my family with me, too, so they're out passing out stickers and riding rides. My guess is they're riding more rides than passing out stickers.
Can they pass out stickers on the ride?
I'm guessing they're probably trying.
Could they put the stickers on the ride so when the next person gets in, they can see it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. The ride guys might not like that.
How about this sticker right on the carny, the guy that's running the ride? Let's just put the Marty Jackley sticker right on him.
You know, I'm going to try it.
As we get started with this next segment, I guess, Marty, I want to kind of go into actually talking about the fair itself. And this year we've seen what has got to be close to a record number of petitions running around for various things on the ballot. And I know, in fact, I had a group come up to me wanting to know if I would sign the petitions. And a lot of the outfits that are running these are up here at the State Fair. Just have you ever seen this many proposed measures come across?
I haven't since I've become Attorney General. At this point, I believe we've written about 14 Attorney General explanations that range from initiatives trying to outlaw tobacco and alcohol to initiatives trying to decriminalize marijuana or having medical marijuana. Certainly the loan petitions, there's some competing loan percentage petitions that are out there, the 18% and the 36%. We have other petitions that are looking at essentially having primaries and general elections that don't involve political parties. There's campaign finance on the ballot. So a lot of different choices for the South Dakota electorate.
Just yesterday, there was another one that came into my inbox at the radio station. Do you see or have any inkling of any additional ones coming forward here before they – I'm imagining at some point there's a cutoff.
There is, and the reality is we are working on one last one that's in the office, and that deals with changing campaign finance. It's a fairly lengthy and complex one. Obviously, as Attorney General, I only have 200 words, and so we're working on trying to make it very simple explanation for the electorate. We expect on referred measures a couple of those two, one being the minimum wage, other being the petition process, and then certainly our legislature can bring about other constitutional measures. We know we're already looking at one with technical schools, and there may be a couple of more. So if the petitions gain all the signatures, and of course if it's an initiated measure, that's a statutory change, that takes about 13,871 signatures. If it's a constitutional change, it takes about double that, a little over 27,000. But if all those petitions obtain signatures, you could be looking at upwards of 20 different ballot measures to be going through on the November 2016 ballot. And of course, not all of them will obtain those signatures, but they're certainly working hard at the fair. I got hit on the way in when I bought my tickets to sign a couple. obviously, because I wrote the explanation, I got to be a little cautious, but they're certainly out there working hard.
Now, from just a practical standpoint, you add candidates on top of that. How much physical space do you have on a ballot? I mean,
there's a reason they limit the attorney general to 200 words. And so certainly, and I've been sparingly, the one that was just in your in-basket, I used 26 words. And so hopefully, you know, when possible, we'll limit it. But, yeah, there is going to be many pages that a voter in 2016 is going to have to go through, starting with, of course, the President of the United States. We have a U.S. Senate position open. We have a Congress position open. We have a PUC position open. You've got legislative races going on. It's going to be a busy ballot.
So it's permitted to have multiple pages on a ballot? Because traditionally you've got a side A and a side B, and you mark it out and you slide it into the box, and I'm thinking it's going to be like ticker tape trying to get it into...
It is. It's going to be several pages. Of course, the Secretary of State gets to make those decisions, but when you look at all of the different positions that are up, as well as these ballot initiative measures and referred measures, it's going to be several pages.
Switching gears here a little bit, it's been kind of a rough week in relation to officer-involved shootings, and I'm glad we've got Lauren here to kind of go into this discussion. Obviously, these two are still very much in the early phases, and there's likely not much that can be said about them, but, you know, really, since this whole idea of officer-involved shootings since last year kind of came into being, this is really the first time that we've seen this in South Dakota right now.
You know, when you look back, I've been Attorney General now for about 6 years, and we've had 20 officer-involved shootings. So it's not something new here in South Dakota, but it's something that we're certainly seeing about and has national attention. This week, unfortunately, we had two officer-involved shootings. We had a situation in Yankton where the individual shot, you know, is still alive. We have another situation in Mitchell that happened just a day ago at about 1:50 in the morning where we weren't so fortunate. And obviously, one thing that I've tried to speak out on these officer-involved shooting matters is a couple of different things. One, and it's the foremost, is the uniform training that we have here in South Dakota, that every one of our officers, whether it's a deputy sheriff, a police officer, a highway patrolman, a DCI agent, they've all gone through that uniform training. And a big part of that uniform training is use of force. When is it appropriate to use what level of force? The other thing that I think is very important is the transparency that at the end of the day, the Attorney General issues a summary to the public that they can see exactly what information we gather on the investigation.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, we had one in Huron a number of years ago, and I think in my last year being president of the National District Attorneys Association, I know you're currently president of the NAG, going around the country and talking to other states, I think we do a lot of things right in South Dakota. And I think what we do in officer-involved shootings here is the right way to deal it. I think the process that we use to handle that, where if it's like in the case in Huron, DCI came in, did an investigation, did a very thorough investigation. The case is reviewed by the Attorney General's office. Ultimately, it's reviewed by my office, but you make the call kind of removed from the situation. And I just think that a lot of other states could learn by the way we're doing stuff here.
And I appreciate that, Mike. And, of course, Mike is the past president of the DA Association, is hopefully going to be active in the AG agenda that we're going to have here in South Dakota in May. We're going to bring all the attorney generals out to South Dakota across the nation and talk about officer-involved shootings, and kind of the protocols that we go through, the transparency issues, as well as having an independent agency part of that review.
Right. And you see some reactions to that, like in New York where they took that away from the prosecutors and gave it to the attorney general, and the investigations away from the NYPD and gave them to a state agency. And I think there's a lot of controversy around that because, you know, if you're in New York, the experienced homicide investigator are the New York PD detectives, and they have internal affairs and things. And now you've taken that and given it to a state organization that doesn't do homicide investigations, and you have them doing the investigation. That's not the case here where DCI does a lot of the homicide investigations, but I think you see a knee-jerk reaction to what's happening in state legislatures across this country doing things that really aren't in the best interest of the investigation and getting to the truth.
Right, and of course, even though the DCI may take the lead in that investigation, it's very common where we'll rely upon whether it be the Sioux Falls Police Department or the Highway Patrol to add an expertise to that. And then at the end of the day, there's actually two levels of review. There's the state's attorney, as Mike talked about. not that if the state's attorney feels after reviewing the report that there either needs to be a further investigation or different criminal charges, the state's attorney has that ability as well as the attorney general. So you actually have two separate, oftentimes cooperative, but separate prosecution agencies looking at what the appropriate action may be.
You're listening to, oh, did you have another question?
No, that's good.
Oh, all right.
Let's go to break.
We're going to take a step aside here for a second. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show live, a special edition of the Mike Moore Show, live from the 2015 South Dakota State Fair on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.